Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Hey, unless you're fasting, you're probably thinking about food. You're eating some right now. You're snacking or munching on something. Pork chop, not getting paid to say this. How was that little donut stick thing that I got you on my way into work today?
That was delicious. The chocolate, the donut sticks, the cinnamon sugar.
You're putting Liv to sleep. It's so boring.
Where were they from again? McDonald's? I'm going to have to get some more.
Yes, McDonald's.
So are these like the new hotness?
I think they've had them out, but I think this is like now they have chocolate dipping sauce. So
they looked like churros.
Yeah, they looked like straight up churros. Yum.
I mean. So that might be one item that you're like, okay, that's a dope breakfast item. This is kind of interesting. I don't know how I feel about it. And we want you to tell us, what is your favorite Pop-Tart? Another thing, too, is what is just the best breakfast item? They are now releasing Pop-Tart as a new version of their pastry. It's going to have a pretzel crust. I don't know how to feel.
What?
Is this good for you?
This is exciting.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I thought you'd be like, ugh, gross. Yes, pretzel crust. And it's going to come in two varieties, chocolate and cinnamon sugar.
Ooh.
The new flavors will be available in stores nationwide just after the new year. So not too long to wait for that. Not like, hey, in 2025.
I'm into this.
Really?
Yeah, I always like the middle part, though. I feel like there's two types of people. Some that like the middle of the Pop-Tart and the others that just like the outer crust.
Now let's stick simply to Pop-Tarts real quick. What is the best Pop-Tart flavor in your opinion?
For sure, brown sugar maple or whatever that concoction
that
is.
That one's really good, but my favorite of all time, it forever will be the strawberry.
This will blow your mind. The top Pop-Tart most requested, Blue Raz.
Really?
Which seems shocking, right?
Maybe that's me. Maybe it's just because like we're older, Joe. So it's like we didn't grow up with that. But maybe like the new kids are like, that's their big flavor. Because when I was growing up, the most standard was obviously the brown sugar and the strawberry. I think those were like the only...
The OG Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, the OG Pop-Tarts. Yeah. And then they started to get all of their fudge and all that stuff. But by that point,
s'mores,
my mom stopped buying them because they were too sugary.
No more for you, Olivia.
I know.
Here's lettuce.
One time I put a Pop-Tart in the microwave for 10 minutes because I got 10 minutes and 10 seconds confused. And it was bad news.
I used to tag team Pop-Tarts with my sister because she liked the crust and I liked the inside.
Ooh,
so
nice.
It was perfect.
Okay, your sister's kind of weird. She just eats the crust?
She just likes the crust. So okay. She will love this news about the pretzel crust.
Yeah, well, okay, you mentioned it. My opinion, number one Pop-Tart has got to be s'mores.
You like the s'mores, okay.
Oh my gosh, s'mores are the absolute best. You warm those bad boys up, you tear it apart, you're like, oh, you're so ooey and gooey and naughty.
Those are, I will say, when you break a s'mores one up, it's like the chocolate falls right out of it to where like the strawberry one or the brown sugar one, you have to heat it up. And even still, when you break it, it's not gooey.
Ooh, but I like brown sugar.
Now,
so.
Okay, that's like, I think we're going to have our different opinions on that. But is there anything better for a breakfast kind of a snack than a Pop-Tart? Like, for example,
ooh,
toaster strudel.
Ooh.
Do you like that or are you not a fan of that?
They never give you enough icing.
True, that is a secret thing. I always ran out early because I'm like, well, I'm going to crack open another ice packet.
Right?
Or icing packet.
Ice packet.
I think I've only had like one toaster strudel in my life.
I feel like your life.
I barely even remember it. And it was like still frozen. It takes
a while
to like get in the toaster. Yeah, my mom growing up was like Miss Healthy. So by the time I was growing up, like we had nothing sugary in our household. So I'd always have to go to friend's house to get my sugar fixed.
Sounds horrible. I'm sorry you grew up that way.
You know what I love? I love the McDonald's hash browns.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Crispy and delicious. They have no one can mimic those.
No.
Which is so good.
I'd say that's my favorite breakfast food as far as like fast food.
Yeah.
By far, McDonald's hash brown.
I actually had one of those this morning.
You did?
Yeah, when I was swinging on by, I got that and an Egg McMuffin. I'm like, it's a long day. I'm not fasting today. I'm just eating because I'm hangry.
Yeah, honestly,
you need energy.
Like, when you're hungover, stopping by a McDonald's drive-thru to get one hash brown and a cup of water and a coffee, that'll fix you right
up. No, see, you're messing it up. You need orange juice. Right?
I don't mess with orange juice.
And then I put champagne in the orange juice.
And
then
keep going.
Keep going.
Yes, hair the dog.
Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.